Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Joey Lunderman from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond and Rosenberg.
Good morning on this warm May morning here in Houston, Texas. I hope everybody is doing well. And this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. And we are at 281-833-3333. I always say that early on, 281-833-3333, because the phone lines stack up there for a while sometimes, and then we can't get to you. So jump on the phone and give Joey a call. He is our Home Show Garden Pro this morning and our expert here in the studio. We are so thankful to have this co-op of experts come through. Those experts include Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, and Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden. And that's where Joey is. He has represented the Enchanteds. And good morning, Joey. Thanks for driving up here. I guess it's up from Richmond, Rosenberg a little bit.
Up, over,
up and over. Yep. Yes, yes, yep. That's right, depending on which beltway and FM you take.
That's right.
Well, good morning. And it is maybe going to be a busy weekend for the Enchanteds this weekend, because there's a big day tomorrow. I can say it's a big day.
That's right.
It's Mother's Day tomorrow.
Happy Mother's Day to you,
Lorelei,
and to all the other mamas out there.
That's right. Moms, grandmas, aunts, neighbors that you know that have served as a mom for your kids sometimes. Yes, it's a fun weekend for moms. And you've got, I have been noticing a flurry of information at the Enchanteds. You know, if you're thinking about mom this weekend or a neighbor or a friend, you know, flowers. Okay, people send flowers. But it's kind of fun to get a gift card from your place, you know.
Or they can pick out whatever they like.
Right.
Or then live flowers, things that will last, not just a bouquet of cut flowers.
Right, because, you know, then they can do it themselves or pick it themselves. I saw the most unique succulent, because you have got a great variety of succulents.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, is there a name for that one that is a heart-shaped succulent? Probably a name.
Maybe the heart leaf hoya. I'm not sure which one you saw, but, yeah, there's 100 different varieties out there at least.
It is so fun. It is just a really...
Yeah, there's some cool ones.
There are really some beautiful succulents. And those you can have inside or outside.
Yep.
But if you've got them outside, they really can't do full sun.
Right. Perfect spot would be morning sun, afternoon shade.
Yeah.
Everything likes a little bit of shade, especially in the heat of the summer.
Right. And that's my problem, is we get west sun on our back patio. Mm-hmm. So anytime I have anything on the patio during about July, August, September, they need to be moved to like this. There's this one pillar that I can kind of hide them behind, so at least they get some relief during those hot times. Well, I love the succulent selection. It's beautiful. So if you're going shopping for mothers this weekend, or if you want to just go and hang out, you know, and take a walk through the gardens, because Enchanted's, both of your locations, gardens and forest, are beautiful, just to the variety. And that's why we're so lucky with the Home Show Garden Pros, is because each of you have your family-owned business. They're all unique, but they're so similar. And I just love that. And the questions that we get and the expertise that you get, we're all in this together, because sometimes there's not a one answer for every problem. Your problem may be similar to someone else's in the yard and garden, but I appreciate the input that we have. So the Farmer's Almanac, every once in a while, I'll open it up and try and see what they think Houston weather is going to be like. It has been beautiful in April. We had windy.
Yes, we did.
May, they say, is going to be warmer. Well, hello, we had that this week. And it sounds like next week's going to be pretty hot. 2 degrees warmer in May and 2 inches less of water. So what's going on in, let's say, like the veggie garden? What's going on with that sudden heat that I need to watch out for in my veggie garden?
You know, need to keep an eye on the watering for sure. You know, we hadn't had any, you know, we've had a few rain showers here and there, but mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the average is right now, but we've got to be down compared to our average year. So, you know, you're plants can dry out really quick when it's this warm and then all that wind just drying the soil out.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on your watering for sure. You know, you don't want to overdo it, but don't neglect it right. by any means.
Now, with containers, not just pots, but like a container garden, that doesn't even hold the water as much as if we've got something planted in the ground. So we need to keep an eye on the containers almost
more. Yeah, it's getting to the point where, you know, containers need to be watered, you know, at least every other day.
Okay.
Depending on if they're in sun or shade.
Yeah, yeah. And then what about, did this sudden heat, because it did kind of go from, you know, 75 to 90.
Yeah, it did.
Do I need to, is there anything that we need to be watching out for in the vegetable garden? Anything we need to be harvesting right now from the veggie garden from the spring?
You know, everything's growing really fast with all this heat. So, you know, your squash and zucchini, those things, you know, they might be 3 inches long one day and they'll be 5 or 6 inches long, you know, in a day or two. So, you know, need to really be checking on your garden every day.
Okay.
And, you know, seeing what's ready and what's not. And then, you know, insects really kick it in gear when it gets hot also.
Okay. And then, like with the tomatoes, one of the garden pros was talking about how picking them at a certain point, and to your point, before the birds get to them.
Right. When they fully turn red, you know, that's just a magnet for birds to come
and
to.
Steal them.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So picking them when they start to turn, you know, kind of pinkish orange and letting them ripen off the plant.
Okay.
That's a good thing to do.
Okay. So pull them a little bit early.
A little bit early.
Put them on the windowsill, mm-hmm. and then we should be good.
Yep.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. I am here with Joey Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens down in Richmond, Rosenberg area. And this is Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Join our conversation. Let us know your successes or your worries out in your garden and landscaping, and we will return after this.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
And good morning. This is Sandy, and I have Joey Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens here with us this morning. He is our Home Show Garden Pro expert, answering your questions or concerns about your landscaping and your gardens, your patio gardens, your trees. Let us know what's on your mind at 281-833-3333. It's an easy number, 281-833-3333. Go ahead and hop on the phone and let us know what you need to talk about for your garden, or what are you buying mom this weekend for Mother's Day. So we were chatting about our heat and our watering and our and the veggie garden, maybe what we should be looking out for. So Joey, we've planted our spring veggies. We're moving into summer, but it's a little too early to plant some of those summer items, I'm assuming.
It's time to plant most of them. You know, there's things like black eyed peas and the summer types of spinach that you can plant right now. Okra, eggplant really thrive in the heat.
Black eyed pea is a fun one. Mm-hmm. Now, does it grow as a vine or like a bush?
It's a little vine.
A vine. Now that's a good one. And we can plant them right now.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And start harvesting some of your eggplant and tomatoes if they're looking like they're ready.
Yep.
And get those. But we've got to water them pretty frequently now because it's, like you said earlier, it's been so dry. And those container gardens really need the water. Now, Thursday's storm was perfect. My lawn was so happy after that rain.
I bet.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's really nice to have those occasional downpours.
Yeah, yeah, we really need that, you know, once every week or two for sure.
I know. Wouldn't that be nice if we could say, okay, Mother Nature, bring it on.
Bring it on, that's right.
Let me turn my sprinkler system off. So this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610, 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We were talking about rain and veggies and not sure what you're growing out there, but take a look and see how your backyard is doing. I take a little rotation every once in a while. And we had a little incident this week with the puppy dog. And puppy dog decided that it was time to harvest the peaches off the peach tree.
Huh.
And actually, the peach tree came from your place a year ago. No, 2 years ago. So this is the first time we've had peaches. And they're small now. So, you know, it wasn't too dangerous. But the vet did think that he needed to get rid of what he had eaten. So I had to take him to the vet. But now I have a little fence around that peach tree so he doesn't start too early, and the lower branches are gone.
He's just doing a little trimming for you.
He was just doing a little trimming, and she said that dogs are very attracted to peach trees. She takes a lot of pits out of dogs' tummies. So if you got a dog out there, you'd be careful with what they get into in your garden. Moderation, I think, is the rule of thumb. So on Home Show Garden Pros, we have this co-op of experts, and they rotate through here. Answer your questions on gardening from 7 to 9 on Saturday mornings. We also have a website, homeshowgardenpros.com. And I have got a stack of questions here from folks who have sent these in. And one of them is from Miss Wang. And she says, my tree has a lot of root growth on the surface and it penetrates into the lawn. I can relate to that. I used Roundup, yikes, temporarily killing the roots of the into the grasses, but the roots come back after a while. How can she contain the roots and not letting them grow on the surface? So at first I thought this was roots of her tree, but this must be weed. She said my tree has lots of roots that grow on the surface.
If she's talking about the tree roots, you know, a lot of times that the surface roots come from watering the lawn too much, you know, the tree's roots are going to go where the water is, right? So if you're watering your lawn every other day, then the moisture is just going to stay in the top 4 to 6 inches of soil. So, you know, why not put the roots there? That's what the tree's thinking. You know, that's where the water is.
That's where I'm going to capture the water.
So if you water deeply, you know, once every week or two, then that will allow encourage the roots to follow the water down and not stay on the surface so much.
Okay. And that's what I heard as a little girl. My dad used to say, I'm going to go water the trees. And he would just do a drip line around them, you know, and let it drip most of the day. So I guess that's why then your big roots of those oak trees don't come popping to the surface.
Right.
You get the lumps and the bumps. And I think Sherry from Plants for All Season was talking about this last week and how that it's also fine to add leaf mold compost or a little bit of surface around there just so those roots can maybe get trained to not keep coming up.
That would also help, for
okay.
sure.
But you're saying, you know, not that soaker rain, but more of a drip watering.
Right. Just slowly soak the whole area below the canopy. You know, anywhere where there's branches on that tree, there are roots down below it in the ground.
And that's what people forget. You know, that's where they are. They spread out all the way under there. So the roots of the canopy. So, Miss Wang, I hope that helps with that. And, yeah, don't spray any chemical on those poor roots. We can feed them. So we talk a lot about feeding the lawn and feeding the garden. Any tree feeding we should do, or what time of year?
Generally, you want to fertilize your trees in early spring, right before they start growing, like in, you know, mid to late February, and then you can do it again this time of year, late spring, early summer.
Okay. All right. So we do need to take care of the trees too, guys. Let's keep that in mind. All right. Well, thank you. I will get that answer back to her, and that is on homeshowgardenpros.com. You can go and hit an Ask a Pro button, and you can send in a picture or just a question, and we can get that answered for you, and we will send back the answer as soon as we get it for you. And this is Home Show Radio at Sports Radio 610-281-833-3333. Give us a call at 281-833-3333.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Bush veggies are usually very fast to get fruit from seed. Green beans, summer squash, zucchini are all great options. No trellis needed. It's the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. This is Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons. We are at the nursery and open doing business. This weather is beautiful and spring is in full force. We are totally loaded on everything you need, from herbs, vegetables, flowers. You want to spruce up your pot or make your yard greener. Compost tea is fresh and ready on the weekends. Our brewmasters have mastered the recipe. You can bring your own bucket, or purchase one of our 2-gallon buckets and fill it up. Nothing makes your yard greener than a nice dose of compost tea. Quench its thirst.
The big question right now is, how do I kill my weeds? Well, bring your samples of your weeds in and we'll give you solutions. That's what we offer, are solutions to your everyday gardening problems. If you're thinking about a vegetable garden, this weekend at Plants for All Seasons, we are loaded with vegetables and fresh herbs.
Our address is 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. Check out Plants for All Seasons on our Facebook page and at plantsforallseasons.com.
Now let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros, as Sherry just mentioned, from Plants for All Seasons up north on 249. And this morning, I've got Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries, Enchanted Gardens, and Enchanted Forest. So he is representing both of them. Joey, we have got a question for you. Susie is on the line. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning. Yes, ma'am, I have a few questions.
Sure.
I was listening to the call earlier about the tree roots, and we have our watering system set to water every other day, about 5 minutes, and it's our trees get it with the front lawn. So if we're watering too often and not deep enough, because we get those tree roots too really bad, then to adjust how my watering system, because when it waters the front part of the lawn, it waters the trees also. How do I adjust the watering system to make it go deeper to affect the trees and the lawn?
Right. So the best way to do it, for if you have trees in the lawn area, which most people do, is to do a The irrigation company can install a little bubbler that'll just deeply water the tree itself, so you don't have to run the rest of the system, you know, because you don't want to overwater your grass when you're trying to deep water your tree. So the little bubblers, you know, they'll put out, anywhere from half a gallon to, 5 gallons a minute. and that would do a deep watering. Or, you know, once every week or two, just take a hose out there and let it run kind of on low to medium and move it to, you know, several different spots under the canopy of the tree and just let that soak in.
Okay. All right. And then I have a question also. We're just now getting started up, excuse me, with our lawn well. We haven't fertilized yet. It's pretty green. And last year, what I was doing was just applying compost and every now and then a fertilizer. But am I in what order do I need to do it, and what type of fertilizer?
If your lawn's looking good, I don't know that I would go through the effort and expense to do a compost. You know, compost you usually do when you're, you know, seeing some bare spots or some weak areas.
Okay.
At this point, when it's getting hotter, you can use something like any of the MicroLife fertilizers would be good. The General 624 would be a good fertilizer that, you know, you're not going to burn the grass when it's hot. Or you can use Humates. Humates would be good as well. Do you have St. Augustine?
Yes, sir.
Right. So MicroLife makes a brown patch version of their 624, which has a kind of a brown patch preventative component in it to kind of make the grass a little tougher and get it ready for the brown patch season. Brown patch is the common fungus that attacks St. Augustine a little bit later in the summer.
So okay. It's almost a preventative then?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And I do have some bare spots where I have trouble getting grass to grow, and it's because the sun doesn't hit there as often.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's where I need to do my compost.
Yeah, a thin layer of compost in that area would help. Why is it? Is it shady because of a tree or just because of the way it is oriented?
It's the house.
Yeah.
The way the house is.
Gotcha.
And plus, it's at the front, the top of the lawn where the sidewalk is, and then it has a tendency, the rain and the soil, to drain off downward a little bit. So I think that's why, too, in that area.
Yeah, it's a little tough to...
I just need to build it up with compost right there.
Yeah, it's a little tough to get grass to grow in shady, wet areas. That's not their favorite spot, for sure. But yeah, adding some compost, raising that level a little bit, you know, that'll encourage the grass to grow back into that area.
Now, Joey, hang on just a second. Susie, I think with that that area that you're talking about, I have a similar area. And you guys have also talked about topsoil versus compost. Is there a combination in a low area or an area we have to build up?
You know, if you're going to raise it more than an inch or so, then I would probably do some topsoil.
Okay.
It's going to be, you know, more substantial.
Okay.
For the, you know, long term for the roots to grab into. But I would, you know, top that with some really good compost.
The combination. Okay. All right. So I don't know if your area is like mine, but I did have to build mine up just a little bit with, you know, the pros talk about that. Thanks for making that distinction, because sometimes people get confused. I get confused about, okay, now which one should I be using, topsoil or compost? And the compost is the really healthy stuff, but I guess the topsoil is more just for...
It's just a filler.
A filler.
Basically.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So sorry, Susie, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And one last question. In my flower beds, in previous years we've done mulch, but last year we did just compost. Is there a reason to have mulch?
You can use compost as a mulch. That's actually better. And I mean, it's a little more expensive, of course, but it's better for the plants.
Okay, that's what we did last year, so I just wanted to make sure that was, from listening to y'all, that's what I had learned. So,
yep.
Well, okay, that's all I have.
Well, thanks very much, Susie. Enjoy that backyard. It sounds like you're doing a great job.
Thank you, and thank you for the answers, and happy Mother's Day.
Well, and to you, too. Thank you. So, Joey, I've got a question on the mulch versus the compost. So the mulch is more of a, Is it a protector and an insulator?
It's an insulator. It keeps the wind from blowing through the top layer of soil and drying it out.
Okay.
It gives some consistency to your beds, makes it look all nice and even.
It does, yeah. And then that compost, you said it's a little bit more expensive, but sometimes the beds need that little boost of health.
Right. Yeah, and as most mulches decompose, they basically turn into compost,
Okay.
I mean, that's...
Just over time.
It's over time, right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, great. Thank you for that distinction. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we are at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. Give us a call. Chat with us about your outdoor spaces, and we will return after this.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Sandy, and I am here with Joey Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. He is our Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning, and we are taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. So we had a great question there from Susie, several questions, and I just want to follow up with that. I just learned this morning, and I learned something new from you, Home Show Garden Pros, every week. I did not know that we could have a bubbler installed in our sprinkler system. So that's good to know around our trees so that we can kind of get them soaking. And I've got a question. Susie was talking about her grass, and you suggested the MicroLife, the Humates, the 624 might be a good feeding. But hers sounds nice and healthy and green. Mine was looking a little weak and had a lot of those winter weeds popping up about a month ago. And what do you think about the seaweed spray? What is the difference in using that versus the MicroLife 624? Both are MicroLife.
Right. The liquids give more of an instant boost,
okay,
right? And don't really have that long a lasting effect.
Right.
But they do work really fast.
Yeah, especially if you have to have a rain afterwards.
Right.
You've just sort of not done... just goes to the ground and soaks it. But I used it on the grass and on the leaves of trees and bushes, and you're right, it was pretty instant. Mm-hmm. You could tell that they were wanting some of that vitamin or some of those minerals. And so the seaweed, liquid seaweed from MicroLife, is a really good place to go to also. And this is Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And I'm here with Joey from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. And we were talking earlier that it is Mother's Day weekend. And I know and graduations are coming up and all sorts of things in May. But at Enchanted, you have got something going on today. Is it at Enchanted Forest or Enchanted Gardens? You've got a stroll, a Mother's Day stroll from 10 to noon, I believe.
That's going to be at Enchanted Forest.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. So that'll be nice. So take mom or go and check it out.
It's always a stroll at both places. People will come and spend hours.
Yeah.
Just wandering around.
Right, so. And getting ideas. But that's nice that you sort of encouraged moms and families to come out and check it out. So that's today between 10 and 12. And I was asking Joey at the break, what's flying off the shelves? And he looked at me like, well, everything.
Everything in general. But yeah, lots of folks are, finally getting around to replacing their seasonal color. There's lots of vinca, pentas, angelonia. Those are zinnias. Those are some of the more popular things that are going in the ground this time of year.
And they're going to be able to handle the summer heat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's exciting. Now, is it too late to plant a fruit tree?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
If the way I look at it, if plants can survive in those hot black plastic pots, they can survive in the ground.
Yeah, they're going to be happy.
So it's just, you have to pay a little more attention to the watering until they get established.
Right, right. Well, it's a beautiful place, and it is. It's just lovely to stroll around. And not only do you have plants, but you've got lots of pots to choose from and a variety of garden items to choose from.
Yep, yep. There's something around every corner.
Yeah. Yeah, so enjoy that. And then you've got a gift shop and you've got gift cards. So go to Enchanted Forest or Enchanted Gardens to check out, what you can enjoy in your garden with your mom, or you can give to mom to enjoy. So Susie was talking about the tree roots and the grass, and it got me thinking about the Texas soils. So our soil is not, you can't just expect it to produce just because it's in nature and it's the soil. We've got to help the soil. There's a lot of development outside of Houston, you know, just lots going on and people not only building a new home and moving into it, but maybe buying a home that's already been established. So someone going out and their lawn is just being prepared. Is there anything that we could help them to sort of get a head start on? You know, a developer throws down sod and throws down, you know, some bushes. What can we do so that they can get ahead of the game?
The new homes, you know, they're not using good soil in the beds. You know, they're using sand, basically, that's left over from the final grade. So sand doesn't have any nutrients in it, right? But the good news is sand is, you know, kind of part of a good soil mixture. You know, adding some topsoil and compost to your beds before your plants get totally rooted if you're in a new house, that would help. You know, to make the soil better and not damage the roots. If you wait 2 years and then say, oh, my plants aren't doing good, now let me add some compost, then, you know, by the time you mix it in there, you're going to break up some of the roots and, you know, maybe do a little more damage. So I think doing it early and, you know, knowing that that's not the best soil, go ahead and improve it while the plants are young.
Yeah, just get in there. And I know there's a lot to do when you move into a new home, but that might be just a head start, and it could prevent something later on that's going to be more costly. So just keep that in mind that, yes, soil is nature, but our Texas soil can't just sort of be on its own. Every once in a while, we've got to give it some food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much, Joey. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610, and we are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Give us a call, and we can chat with you about your outdoor spaces.
Love those brilliant yellow blooms.
Evergreen, ever blooming.
Screaming yellow, so bright you can see them from 10,000 feet up.
Summer sun only makes them more beautiful.
They're blossoms of golden sunshine.
Drought tolerant, too.
Sunshine ligustrum.
No wonder they buy so many.
People love them.
Just one example of what's waiting for you.
And everything to keep them beautiful.
Nelson's Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com.
Alive in living color.
Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
Cherry buys concrete. Cracked, stained, worn-out concrete. You don't want it, but Cherry Companies does. They buy and recycle your old concrete. Driveways, patios, even old foundation slabs. Cherry buys concrete. It's good for you, your pocket, and our environment. Cherry wants to recycle concrete you don't want. Learn more at cherrycompanies.com or call 713-987-0000. That's 713-987-0000. Call Cherry and get rid of your old concrete today.
Mulch is so key for keeping soil healthy. Mulch your trees and landscapes to protect them all summer long. Less water, healthier plants. It's the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hi, I'm John Ferguson. I'm with Nature's Way Resources. And just want to invite you to come see our nursery. We're expanding our selection of native plants this year. And we've expanded our propagation area and been busy planting seeds and rooting cuttings all fall and winter. It's always a great time to revitalize your yard and garden. Several customers have stated how much better their tomatoes and veggies taste after they've been using remineralizer on them. We've been stocking up on our famous leaf mold compost, native mulches and soils, and of course we carry a full line of the MicroLife products. They're the only ones we use in the nursery. The nursery is children and pet friendly, so bring your dog or your children, come see us and just have a good time and enjoy nature. Something else we've offered to our customers, we put an area under a bunch of beautiful shade trees. We've got over a dozen picnic tables that can seat 60, so we offer it to groups. If they want to come out and use it for a meeting, they're welcome to do so at no charge for any of the gardening groups.
Nature's Way Resources, we're located right off the intersection of FM 1488 and I-45. Go east on 1488, one block over the railroad track. You'll see a big sign, make a right turn, and you'll run into it. We have a 42-acre facility. waiting there to serve you. We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and currently 8 to 2 on Saturday. You can always keep up what's coming up and when dates and times on our Facebook page. And also, if you're not subscribing to our gardening newsletter, it's free, called The Lazy Gardener and Friends. You can go to the website, naturesway resources.com, and sign up for it. So come by and see us, and love to help you.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we have got David who is calling us. Joey, David, what do you have for Joey?
I have a question about the citrus trees. Back during the freeze, I had a grapefruit tree, 20 feet tall, beautiful thing, had wonderful fruit produced on it. And, of course, you know, all the leaves left, all the fruit dropped, and I started, you know, cutting it back. And lo and behold, one day, a little green sprig came out, and now it's back up to about 12 feet tall, waxy green leaves, but there's no blooms on it right now. Do I just need to wait another year, or what's the situation?
How well was that tree protected during the big freeze?
I put some Christmas lights on it, and it seemed like it. Like I said, it came back. It's, you know, beautiful green leaves and everything.
Did it come back from above the graft? Do you know?
Yes,
it did. Okay, good. So it, you know, if it's up above the graft, then, you know, there's no reason it shouldn't start producing, you know, maybe next year. I'm sure it's just still in recovery mode and trying to put out some green growth, but have you fertilized it at all?
Yes.
You did? Okay. And it's getting plenty of sun?
Yes. Yeah. And just like a couple of weeks ago, it had just like this huge, you know, new growth sprouting on it, you know, everywhere. So.
Right. And how much are you watering?
Pretty much daily, pretty heavily.
Right. You know, being that that tree was that established, it probably doesn't need that much water.
Okay.
You know, sometimes if you water too much, a tree will just grow and grow and grow and not really bloom and produce fruit. So I would kind of back off on that.
Okay, good.
But other than that, it sounds like you're doing everything right.
All right, good. I hope it comes back, because it was a real red grapefruit. And I don't know if you know about that, but it's the best grapefruit I ever had. It was really good.
Yeah, well, good. Well, we hope it comes back for you, too.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, David's lucky. We had a grapefruit tree, and it was not quite that large, but in the big freeze, what, 21, it's gone, poor thing. And it sounds like it's sort of starting over. Is that the point? You said if it's growing above the graft, so it's almost starting over like a new citrus tree.
Right. Yeah. If it's above the graft, then, you know, yeah, you're basically starting as a baby tree. But the good news is, you know, he still has all the roots down below ground, so it's going to, you know, recover really quick.
But is that why it's not producing fruit maybe this season? Because it's a new, quote-unquote, citrus tree?
It could be. And, okay. You know, this year we did have a late freeze. I mean, we had a freeze, what, in mid-March, early March, whenever that was. So, yeah, that could have had something to do with it also, now that I think of it.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like you said, I mean, it's got the nice green leaves and he's watering it. So watch out for that water, though, David. And he's fed it, I'm assuming, with some sort of citrus-specific food that we need to feed our trees with. But right now, you know, we've gone through most of my fruit trees are finished blooming, you know, with the blooms. And now they're starting to get their the seeds and the small fruits. Do I just leave them alone, or should I be feeding them?
I would fertilize citrus several times a year. Once, just like the other trees we talked about, in early spring, like mid to late February, and then again sometime in, you know, between May and June, you know, now through the 1st of June, and then again in late summer.
Okay, even though some of them are starting to fruit, it still needs some energy and some food to continue to
Yep.
Produce those fruits. Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you very much, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
This is Joey from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. He is here with us this morning on the Home Show Garden Pros. And we are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we will be back after this.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Landscaper's Pride Mulches and Soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
Microlife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
Good morning. I am here at Home Show Garden Pros with Joey from Enchanted Nurseries, and he is here taking your questions at 281-833-3333. We appreciate you listening and joining us this morning on this beautiful Saturday morning. We have got a line of callers coming in, Joey. Danny, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. What do you have for Joey?
I got a real simple question. It's probably, I think I know the answer, but is it too late to put trees into the ground now, smaller trees?
Not necessarily, as long as you're able to keep them watered to get them established in the summer. What do you have in mind?
I have an olive tree, a fig tree, and a avocado I want to put in the ground.
Mm-hmm. You already have the trees?
Yes, I do. They're in pots.
Yeah. Well, if you already got them, you might as well put them in the ground. It's going to be easier on you and the tree if you go ahead and plant them, and they can go ahead and start getting some roots established. You know, you're going to have to water them either way, and they're going to dry out a lot faster, you know, just sitting there in those pots than they would being planted in the ground. So I'd go ahead and get you some holes going and get them in the ground.
Now, Joey, all right. Hang on, Danny. So you've got a fig and an avocado. What's the other one?
Olives.
Is there any difference in planting them, like what heights or drainage or anything?
Not necessarily. Okay. You know, they all plants would prefer to be planted up a little bit higher than the existing, you know, bed or yard that they're going in. Maybe take a little bit of compost or some sort of planting mix and mix that with your existing soil and then use that mixture to backfill. Make sure there's no air pockets or voids when you're putting that soil back around the root ball. That's about it. You know, keep them watered, you know, probably 2 to 3 times a week until they get established.
Okay, that sounds good.
Great. Well, good luck with those, Danny.
Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Good morning, Madison. You are here
good
with...
Good morning.
Good morning. You are here with Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest. I call it's Forest and Gardens, but we just wrap it all up and say Enchanted Nursery. So what do you have for Joey?
Yeah, well, first of all, good morning, Joey.
Good morning.
I had a question. I'm new to the gardening world. I guess I shouldn't say gardening. My flower beds I've got out in front of our new house. And I recently purchased some beautiful potted hydrangeas from HEB. They were in full bloom at the time, and I, you know, first set them out on the front porch and kind of followed the instructions on the tag to keep the soil damp but not wet. And they stayed very pretty, nice and full. I mean, they'd wilt a little bit, and then, you know, I'd water, and they'd come right back up. So then I decided to go ahead and plant them in the ground in my front flower bed, and it receives full sun maybe for half the day, and then the other half it's shaded. So since I planted them, though, they've completely wilted. The blooms have died. Everything else is still very green. So I guess I had two questions. First of all, how do you recommend kind of bringing it back to life as far as the blooms or having it rebloom? And second of all, how do I pair off the, you know, the dead blooms so that I can, you know, get some established good growth going?
Gotcha. So you said it's half a day sun, half a day shade. Are they in morning sun or afternoon sun?
Morning sun.
Okay, that's good. They don't like the hot afternoon sun. So hydrangeas, you know, they're kind of the ones you buy at the grocery store, those are more probably of a florist type hydrangea that's just going to bloom once a year, not really a repeat bloomer. So it might be next year before they bloom again. Are the leaves wilting, you said, or just the bloom is kind of spent?
Yeah, just the blooms. Everything else seems to be full of life and, you know, not wilted. They look alive other than just the,
gotcha.
the blooms have browned.
Mm-hmm. So just go to the base of that bloom with some scissors or clippers and just clip it right off. There's not any, you know, secret way to trim that spent bloom off or the blooms.
Okay.
Just do that, and then, you know, you might have it might look a little bit funny, like a area with a void in the plant. But the new growth will cover that up over time.
Okay, perfect. Thanks so much.
And then What about the food? Is there anything she should feed it since she's just recently planted them?
Any general fertilizer, nothing out of the ordinary. You know, you can use some sort of blooming plant food like Color Star, and that'll kind of get them primed for the next time they bloom.
Okay, great. Thank y'all so much.
All righty. Good luck. Thank you. Well, that's a really good point that you brought up about that it might not be a repeating. I never knew that. So if I buy a hydrangea that's locally grown and sourced from one of my Home Show Garden Pros,
there are some repeat blooming varieties or some that'll bloom longer, you know, into the summer.
Okay. So the quality of your product, guys, let's keep that in mind. And that's what we're here for. The Home Show Garden Pros can guide you on that. So this is Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we will return with Robert when we return. Turn after this. And a walk in the garden
wears me down. Now back to answering your gardening questions with Home Show Garden Pros.
Good Saturday morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And this is Home Show Garden Pros. It is a co-op of experts who sit here with me on Saturday mornings from 7 to 9 and chat with you about your gardening successes and maybe not so successes. We're all in this together, and they've always got great expert information to share with you. So give us a call. And we have got Robert on the line. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning to you guys this morning.
Good morning.
I hope y'all can help me out. I've been listening. One of the gentlemen called in to almost answer my question. But this is what I have. I had a whole row of oranges and, you know, different fruit trees, but all of them seem to come in, they're coming back in threes now for some reason. They're coming out of the ground in threes. But the question I have, I had a 15-foot orange tree, and the cold winter killed it, and now it's coming back. So I cut all the dead stuff off of it, and I left two, trunks. They're about 6 feet tall because the tree is coming back between those two trunks, and it don't be able to stand by itself. It's coming back like a vine for some reason, and it's already about 8 foot tall right now, but it can't stand by itself for some reason.
Can you tell if it came back below the grafted part or above the grafted part?
It's coming back above it.
Okay, it's not coming back all the way at the ground level?
No, sir.
Okay. You know, if it's growing straight up like that, I would probably cut it back, you know, so it's not so top heavy. It's not going to get any better unless you cut it back. And when you cut it back, that'll make it branch out and become stronger and become fuller. So long term, that's going to be your best bet. Even though you want it to grow and want it to get big, cutting it back is going to help it long term.
Okay, I appreciate that. And with the part that's on the side of it, I can cut that all the way down to where the new growth is?
Those two trunks that you left, after you cut the new growth back and, you know, bring that back down to manageable size, that those two dead trunks, you can go ahead and cut those off.
I appreciate that. And it's coming back pretty good, but is there a reason why my other trees are coming back in threes, look like? Because they're coming out the ground in threes. They are really about 2 feet high.
Right. And they'll do that. Sometimes when they freeze back, they'll send out several sprouts. It's just Mother Nature doing its thing. But again, make sure they're coming back above the graft and not below the graft, because if it comes back below the graft, then it's just going to be the root system coming back, and it's not going to be anything that'll produce edible fruit.
Oh, And I'm kind of lost now. What you mean the graft? Like
so, most citrus trees are grafted onto a different type of root system, and usually that graft is about 6 inches, four to six inches above the ground. So you might you might Google some pictures of citrus grafts, and you can see what I'm talking about. But usually you'll see just a little slight curve or a little bit of a difference in the trunk, like I said, 4 to 6 inches above the ground.
Kind of a little bump area even sometimes. So,
because when I cut all the dead off it, I kind of took an axe and kind of dug in the ground, just got it. And then maybe about a month later, it started coming back out the ground again. So.
Yeah, I'm guessing it came back below the graft. Does it have big thorns on it? The growth had big...
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that's more than likely the root system coming back and not going to be the original tree that you were looking for. So if that's the case, you're probably going to need to dig those things up and start over.
Plant new ones, it sounds like. That's what happened to me. I had thorny branches coming up from the ground from the citrus tree. And so that's what Joey is telling us, that if that's what where the branches are coming up from below the ground, then it's below the graft, and so basically Joey, he's not going to produce fruit.
No, I wouldn't spend any more time trying to grow those trees that have come up from, the ground level, because they will never produce anything good for you.
Yeah. Now, if it was above, if it was higher up on the trunk, it sounds like you've got a chance. Is that right, Joey? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So make a lot of sense. You open my eyes to a lot of things in a real short time. I appreciate it.
Oh.
Y'all have a blessed day.
Thanks,
and
Robert.
Your mothers out there, have a happy Mother's Day.
Well, that's very sweet. Thank you. Have a great day. All right. Well, thanks, Robert. This is Sandy. But more importantly, we've got Joey sitting here at Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610-281-833-3333. Thank you for listening, and we will take your calls after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.